It's a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show. A lot of people have a lot to say about this special teams position on Twitter.
Only in Nebraska.
This one is from the Nines. It's called Business Suit on a Local Music Thursday. They're up and busy. They're on social, and I love this song. They also have a good one called Expose Myself. It's very, very clever. A lot going on with the Nines. Now, let's spell it, just the number 9 with an S. Simple as that. Very easy to find on social, so make sure you go check them out. This one's called Business Suit on a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
All right, Brody Darren coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll talk some Creighton basketball. They've changed the start time again. Creighton and Butler are going to play at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Somebody tell Bishop.
Can we just put a TBD on it?
Well, it went from 1 to 3. It changed television networks. Then it went back to 1. Should be just now. It's like whenever you just show up.
Right.
Better just get together. Just give us a 30-minute heads up. So the news of the hour, I told you this was going to be a busy week. Jonathan Rutledge is out as special teams analyst at Nebraska. So he was here for a year, hired before the pandemic. Sean Snyder, Dan Jackson, Jonathan Rutledge, all were involved in interviews, and Jonathan Rutledge was given the job. $150,000 as an analyst, not one of the full-time assistants. The front runner was Sean Snyder, and then that didn't happen, and he ended up at USC. As the LA Times put it in their recap of the USC season, USC's special teams are no longer anemic thanks to Sean Snyder. USC was 64th in ESPN's efficiency ratings for special teams. Nebraska was 115th, Michigan State 112, Purdue 123. That's the bottom of the league. So Terry chimes in the Equitable Bank inbox. USC named special teams team of the year, by the way. Just a quick look at, Clay Helton. USC special teams under Clay Helton have not been very good. Have been woeful. They made about a 50-point jump in the efficiency rankings. Craig says, hey, quick, look over here. We fired the special teams guy. Never mind, we're losing two of the best offensive weapons we have. Jason says, Iowa fan here. Just tuning in, you may have already said this, but Iowa has a full-time special teams coach. And Iowa is usually one of, in that ESPN metric, one of the top 10 programs in special teams efficiency. They were fourth in the country in the shortened 2020 season. Especially in the West Division, where there's not a huge separation between 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. Special teams are huge. Little details, small things. Game-changing plays, field position. Not just the kickers and the punters, it's the covering and the returning. And there's no argument that Iowa, especially in games against Nebraska, has beat them in that category. Either it's been Nebraska making mistakes or Iowa making plays. Big punt returns. Go back to Black Friday in Iowa City. Not just the Cam Taylor Britt fumble on the punt at the end of the game that would have given Nebraska some great field position with a chance to win it. Look at some of the key punt returns that Iowa had in that game. I think at this point, I don't think a full-time position for special teams is in the offing. I think the best bet is do it yourself. Make it a big deal because the head coach is overseeing it. And then share the duties. Bo said, I'm going to oversee special teams, but they split it up among their staff. Now, granted, they had Jeff Jamrog, running some of the special teams. And he was the, assistant athletic, assistant athletic director for football. Okay, it happens. They have people on their staff that are assistant special teams that are not on field. I know it's not legal, but most everybody does it. But in this case, you're not going to hire a full-time guy. The main guy, take over special teams. oversee special teams, spread the duties around, but make it where anything wrong with special teams comes back to you. The onus is on you. You take the responsibility. Let's talk to Andy. Andy, thanks for the call. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Gary. Okay, 2 years ago, Urban Meyer came out and said he was done with football and he's going to spend more time with his family. But, okay, 2 years or 2 years later, he signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's not official, but it looks like it's going to be a done deal. Is this guy a nut job or what?
Whoa. Nut job is an inappropriate word, Andy. I think he's a guy I think he's a guy that always wants to be a coach. There were some real health issues that he was dealing with in his final year at Ohio State. Were they enough that he had to step away, or was it some of the stuff that went on in his last year at Columbus that the heat got turned up? Maybe a combination of both. But he's a guy, as we've seen, he's addicted to coaching. That's his disease. He's addicted to coaching. And when you are given the opportunity he was given and the money, you can find a way to balance coaching and your health, I imagine.
I got one more question for you. So if things don't go well for him in Jacksonville, so he bolts and goes to college.
I don't know, Andy. He's 56. We're looking. I think he's probably got a 4 or 5 year commitment to Jacksonville. The only way he would come if he didn't work out in the NFL, I think he'd be done. But if he wanted to come back to college, there would only be the Notre Dame job that I think would interest him. But I think this is it for him. I think he'll give it one big swing to see if he can win a title in the NFL and then walk off into the sunset. But we'll see. There'll be a lot of people that'll be watching him, and I think there'll be people in the NFL that are longtime NFL people that will be rooting against him because they don't want to see a college guy come into their league and have success. It's the same thing with Pete Carroll when he got involved in Seattle.
I'll be one of them, but I'm not a big Urban Meyer fan. But hey, I appreciate it, Gary. You have a good day.
Hey, thank you, Andy. All right, we'll shift gears. We'll talk some Creighton hoops coming up. Brody Darren stops by for his weekly chat. Your thoughts, what does Nebraska do with special teams? They got a vacancy. What do they do? Sean Snyder has a job at USC. Dan Jackson's at Northern Illinois. Why go through the rigmarole again? Keep it in-house. Bottom line is you have familiarity with special teams. This might be a great opportunity to run special teams. And there's a couple of guys on his staff that have had a history of being involved with special teams. So it's not like you'd have to, go to the Barnes & Noble and get them the book of, special teams for dummies. I mean, guys know they've been involved in their career in special teams. Barrett Root is one of those guys. All right, 12:57. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show on The Zone after this.